Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Sorry, we're late because Melissa has internet problems.
Yes.
Season three,
episode 14.
14. But it was the premiere of the spring.
Fall?
No.
Spring. Sorry.
It was first episode of 2013.
My bad.
All right. Did you like it overall?
I think it could have been a lot better.
I think what the problem is it's sort of like a middle episode, so it's not like a finale or anything, they're just sort of building towards something.
But with it being the spring premiere, it could have been better.
That's true.
I was expecting more, I was kind of bored.
Because, I mean, after that Halloween episode was really, really good.
Probably one of my favorite episodes.
Garrett died, and that was, like, super dramatic, and then... And that one was pretty scary, too.
And is that the episode scary. When we found Toby was A? No, Toby was... That was, like, the first time he was...
I think that was finale of second season, right?
Yeah, and then this was, like, the Halloween was, like, the first time he was A.
Yeah.
No one could see me doing air quotes, but...
But you are.
I'm doing air quotes.
Air quotes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the episode opened... there was someone skateboarding... Toby was driving that Explorer, and he like tried to run him off the road.
I thought Toby in the very beginning was the one skateboarding.
I thought that too, but then later, do we think it's Lucas?
Lucas says he hurt his leg was hurt from a skateboarding accident.
So,
but why would Toby be running?
Too obvious.
Lucas off.
Well. Maybe Lucas is part of
the A team. So why would Toby want
to? Maybe he doesn't want to be a part of it. And Toby's like, no, be a part of it.
Yeah, because you remember how Lucas was kind of like A, like so-so telling Hannah Dietz, like how Mona has been sneaking.
Okay. So actually, is Lucas growing on you at all? He looked pretty good when he showed up.
Gag me, please. He looks like a...
Come on.
No.
Please. Just like a little bit.
Jason.
Did he say anything in this episode?
Yeah. And
just towards the end, right?
And when he's on the porch with his shirt opened up.
There was also a Toby shirtless shot.
Yeah, in the jacuzzi. See, the thing about Toby now we know he's A, his facial expressions like are too much. It's kind of like obvious. He's not so sly anymore.
No, like he's making it obvious to the viewer.
Yeah, like And go on.
Yeah. Well, I was just gonna say that Emily's was like locked in her house or something, and then she had to switch phones with her dad, which was kind of smart.
Thank her dad's crazy military issues.
I guess he's back now.
Yeah. So. Where's Paige?
You'd think she'd be part of the running team.
How about Caleb? Isn't he growing on you?
He was kind of nice this episode.
He's so nice.
Do we think he's
part of the A team?
No. No. Why would he stab himself?
But I saw the connection between Hannah and Lucas. Did you feel that? He totally went to her house.
No.
You don't feel that?
Oh,
I feel it.
I would probably stop watching if they got together. Yeah.
I think I would like obsess over it more.
Ugh, gross.
Okay.
Whatever.
What about Mona? Like, Mona just appearing in Hannah's room, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, she can just go back to school after that?
Can she just walk into Hannah's house at the middle of the night?
Apparently.
And where's her mom?
Yeah, her grandma's there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Where is her mom? Is she on, like, a church retreat or something?
Oh, yeah, with that guy. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
But I did like her grandma singing the national anthem.
Oh, my God. That was so... Who said it was, like, why is your grandma singing? And Hannah's like, because she could sing.
Yes, I think I read that. That was my favorite line. The whole episode, that was my favorite line, definitely. Okay, and Byron is a creep.
I am worried about him now. I knew I didn't like him from the very beginning.
But it's so not cool to have, what's her name?
I don't know.
Arya? Hannah? Meredith.
Meredith? Just, like, teach them.
Well, I mean, I don't think he could control what class she teaches.
But she probably should, like, move out of...
Yeah, like why go to the school? Well, they're together, though, Byron and Meredith. I think they're back together.
Oh, they are.
Because you remember, he asked her to stay over after the accident. Why was he giving A money? What's her name? Allison. Why was he giving Allison money?
I think she was blackmailing him about his affair.
He's sketch and like listening in onto Arya's phone conversations.
And
Arya was kind of
being bitch in her class, like totally like
phone. Your phone out.
Oh, let's get real. Come on now.
You're not supposed to do that. I know you use your phone. Class.
Well, yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
I know, but yeah. I mean, I guess she could have showed a little much more respect, or maybe be a little secretive about it.
Yeah, it was like literally right on top
of yeah. the desk. And then, if we were in class together. And I was, like, told to stay after class. Would you just, like, get up and stand there and wait?
No. It sucks for her.
Yeah. They've just all stood up and just stood there.
Yeah.
No. That's not school.
But I guess that was kind of nice.
Yeah. Got her friends back. What else? Oh, the fire.
The fire. Who set that off?
Mona did it. And she framed it on Arya. Jason had that, like, scab. You remember?
Oh, from the fire?
Yeah, and you remember, like, Mona was at his house? I think Jason's part of the A-team.
Yeah, Jason for sure. But also...
Oh, no.
The basement of the school where that custodian is.
Yeah.
And Toby already was, like, sort of in the area. And he, like, knew... What was going on there?
Dude. Toby's creepy. And how
it's definitely the episode where they like hot tub it.
Yeah. How funny or like the custodian it was the guy from the motel where Mona was staying.
Yeah.
Who do you think put the brain in her locker?
Maybe she did it herself. To like get sympathy from everyone.
And her podcast or like her like little thing she put out.
Oh yeah, her little video, yeah. So she's like trying to be friends with everyone again.
Could we just talk about Arya's attire?
I don't really remember what she wore.
You don't mix and match polka dot skirts with striped jackets. And then when they're at school and they see Mona there for the first time, Arya walks up to her. Stops, stares, and slowly walks up the stairs, and it looks like her butt has, like, cushions or stuffing in it.
That was definitely too short.
But, like, didn't it, like, look like there's cushion in her booty?
I don't know about that. But...
It just, like, took up my whole my TV screen, and I was like, I noticed weird things. But why is Mona trying to frame Arya into hurting Meredith? Like, I don't get what the point of that is for. Because usually, A has a reason for, like, framing or doing something. But I don't know why Meredith would be a victim of it. You know, like, the fire. Like the fire. Because it was Arya was blamed for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she wanted Arya to be in trouble.
I don't know. But was it this episode when Hannah knows that Mona's A? Again, Or was that a preview for another episode? Okay, never mind.
But then she didn't know. No, we know that she is.
Right? No, but they all think that she's better and she could change. You remember?
Yeah, I think that. Well, that's like what this whole episode was about. Like,
she is. Mona's A ends in her name.
Mona is no good.
A. Mona is no. She's A. Yeah. She's on A. You get it? M is on A.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be over for Arya and Ezra, especially with the baby. Like,
their storyline is so boring.
No one wants a baby.
Ezra was in, like, one scene.
Yeah.
Nah, he should go.
I don't know. It's just not as interesting anymore.
When Arya was there and she was leaving his apartment, there's the baby basket.
Oh, right. What is it? It said something.
It's a boy. It's a boy.
Yeah, it's A. I thought that was fun.
Clever. Very clever.
Very clever. Mm-hmm. What else was important that we should bring up?
I just really enjoy Toby shirtless.
Is it better now that he's evil? I kind of like evil Toby.
I like sweet Toby.
Nice Toby.
I like the sweet Toby. But then, you know what? Then
what?
Thinking of it, he, like, tried to kill himself. You remember that one episode, like, when he was doing housework?
Oh, he fell off the scaffolding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's really into it. Really into being on the A-team.
I don't know if he's really part of it still. I don't know.
Well, he could still be a double agent.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
So.
As long as he doesn't hurt Spencer. It was creepy how when they went down to the basement of the school, how they had, like, that doll mask.
Oh, yeah, it was just sitting there?
Yeah, and then at Allison's diary.
Oh, yeah, wait, what? Arya grabbed a page. Did you see her just, like, holding it out?
Yeah.
Like, in front of her.
I would have, like, hit it.
Just put it in a pocket, please.
They should just take in the whole... Say? About the money.
Oh, right, about Allison and her dad.
Yeah. Byron can be part of the A-team, but I think he's involved with something sketch.
He possibly could have killed Allison.
Mm-hmm.
Or hired someone to do it.
Garrett? No. I feel bad Garrett's gone. Paolo.
Paolo.
Isabella. Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
See. What else? Any predictions for tomorrow?
Maybe we should, maybe after tomorrow we can do it quicker.
Yeah.
Off the top of our head.
Yeah, no, we were just so busy, both of us.
Yeah. So. It's really fun.
No, it is.
Should we make a Twitter or should we give our the email so if there's like any comments?
We still have our blog too, right?
The email is PRETTYLITTLELIARS.
You can just say Pretty Little Liars.
podcast@gmail.com. Pretty Little Liars chat.wordpress.com. Yeah. We have that email where if you have like theories or anything, you can email or just like post a comment.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then we could mention those theories in like the beginning of the podcast next week.
Yeah, and read them and just like make it interactive. Hopefully, we'll be able to record sooner before the next episode.
Yes, we're sorry, you guys.
But as long as it's before the next one airs, I'll probably post it tonight.
Yeah, definitely leave us your comments and your theories.
And if there's like a specific thing you want to talk about, or certain characters that you like more than others, then
let us know and we'll try to bring it up in the next podcast. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry. It's boring.
Yeah, next time I'll be in an environment where I can actually talk.